The next patient is William Duncan. The last name is D-U-N-C-A-N. This is the clinical case of a 73-year-old white male that is seen in the office because of CKD stage 3B8-3. The patient has long-standing history of the diabetes. The patient has been treated with the administration of glimepiride and Ozempic with good control. However, the patient had an upper respiratory infection. He was given the steroids and the blood sugar has been under control. Out of control. The blood sugar has been out of control on account of the steroid use. The average blood sugar is between 200 and 250. We are going to increase the administration of glimepiride to 4 milligrams POVID. We are going to monitor the blood sugar. If it continues to be elevated, the most likely situation is that we have to use a long-acting insulin period. On the other hand, the patient had a significant proteinuria that has been managed with the administration of Kerendia and Farxiga. The amount of protein that he is excreting is 1.2 grams in 24 hours compared to almost 3 grams that it was before. The kidney function remains stable. He is CKD stage 3B. Number 2, diabetes mellitus out of control. As mentioned before, we are going to give glimepiride 4 milligrams POVID and continue checking the blood sugar. If there is no response, we will start him on a low-dose insulin. Following number, a history of coronary bypass in the many years ago, but the patient went into atrial fibrillation. He went to the Longwood Hospital in Fort Pierce. They did a cardiac catheterization. The cardiac catheterization, one PCI was done, but we don't know the details if it is in the one of the bypasses or in the native coronary arteries. Ablation was done. It has worked. The patient is taking Eliquis. And at this moment, the patient is feeling much better. Following number, Barrett's esophagus on PPIs. Following number. The patient has lost 20 pounds of body weight, which in reality goes in favor of the general condition. Is feeling better. Following number BPH that is asymptomatic. We are going to reevaluate the case in 2 months with laboratory workup. The patient and the dog and the wife were instructed on calling us on daily basis for the blood sugar control. We are going to be following this blood sugar very closely. I spent reviewing the hospitalization, the chart, and the current lab. It was 15 minutes in the face-to-face, 20 minutes in the documentation, 7 minutes.